Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We had a surprise when we woke up, but it's going to melt. the weatherman in southern Maine, in Portland, Maine, was saying that it's a classic nor'easter, something that does not normally happen during the month of October, and it will set records all over the East Coast for the earliest and the heaviest snow that we've had. But good news, the temperatures are going to warm up, and before you know it, your lawn will be back to green again, and you will be okay. So don't panic at this point. Don't panic. It's a fluke. It's Mother Nature saying to you, hey, giving you a preview of coming attractions. Winter is coming. So if you have a snowblower and you didn't use it, maybe you should get it tuned up and ready for the year. Do you have rock salt? Do you have sand? Do you have a snow shovel? If you don't, start thinking about getting them or getting them ready. When it does melt, get the lawn mowed for the last time, and get some fertilizer put down. It's not too late to put down fertilizer for the last time. It will help to keep the grass nice and healthy during the winter months and give it a good kick start when it does melt and it begins to grow again in the spring. There's still time to plant bulbs, so you know, if you haven't planted your bulbs, next weekend you can still get them in. I have personally planted bulbs as late as Christmas Day. Many years ago, I lived south of Boston, was bringing out the Christmas wrappings from the kids, putting them into the trash barrels in the tool shed, and found I had not planted all my bulbs. The weather was nice. I dug a hole. I got them in. And they bloomed just as well. So don't panic. It will melt. And you can get your bulbs into the ground. We want you to make a note, because Friday we will have a brand new website. We want you to be aware of it. There is a lot more on our website. We will be asking you to send us pictures of your garden. Flower, vegetables, a shrub that you have in your yard that you think is really beautiful, a house plant during the winter that looks real good. We're going to give you bragging rights on our website. If you belong to a garden club, or you have a friend that does, we're going to make a little spot on the website so we can enter all of these activities. So if they're having a plant sale or a very special speaker and you want to promote it, there will be room for that on the website. You will also be able to interact with our newsletter. And let's say now that we're coming on to November and eventually December, you want information about poinsettias, Christmas cactus, and all of your seasonal plants. on this new website, all you will have to do is to punch in Cycleman, for example. And the story that I wrote about Cycleman and how to take care of them will come up on the website. So we are really, really excited about this. So check out Paul Parent, PARENT.com, and check out our new website on Friday. In the meantime, if you'd like to get some garden information, sign up for our weekly newsletter at paulparent.com. It's free. It comes out every single Thursday, and there's a great amount of information every single week. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Suzanne from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
Hey, Suzanne from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Sue. Sue, you there? No, I think we might have lost her. Okay. In the meantime, things that you should be doing at this time of the year. If any of you have any chemicals, fungicides, or weed killers that you use during the year, it's time that you put them into storage. Fertilizer will attract water through the bag during the winter. So if you have any bags of fertilizer, put them inside a plastic trash bag. And that will help to prevent the product from getting very, very hard and making it unusable. All of your chemicals, whether they are an insect killer or a fungicide, should be stored in a building where it will not freeze during the winter months. It will not hurt the product, but it will decrease its ability to do the job. So, for example, if you take Roundup and you keep it in our garage and we get some really, really cold weather, and the Roundup freezes, it will not be able to kill the amount of weed problem that you will have next season. If you have pre-mixed Roundup or any pre-mixed insect or combination insect and fungicide, it contains water, and if that water freezes with the chemical, it will really hurt the product, and it will not do what it is supposed to. So any pre-mixed product, whether it's a weed killer, an insecticide, a fungicide, must go in like your basement, where it will not freeze during the winter months. Concentrates will lose their ability, will lose some of their power to do the job properly. So if you're trying to kill a fungus on your tomato plants or on your marigolds or zinnias or black spot on your hydrangea, on your fruit trees, they will not do the job as they should. So any chemicals that you have, insecticides, fungicides, or weed killers, and organic products, the same thing, should be moved into your basement where they will not freeze. Otherwise, you'll lose the quality of that particular product. Okay, Susan, I heard it's back. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Thank you for taking my call a second time. Two questions. The first one is a little bit easier. I had some luck bringing in Amanda Villa last year and winched it over in a very cool spot, cut it back. And it did come back in the spring with some nice flowers, but not as good as a new one that I bought at the garden center. So I was wondering what you would suggest for wintering them inside in order to get a nice bloom the second year. That's my first question. And my second one involves hydrangea pruning.
Okay. Pruning now on your hydrangea, is it a white or a blue hydrangea?
It's a blue, and what happened was that they're about 5 years old, and they were sort of a compact variety. I can't tell you the exact name, but this past year, it might have been because of faulty pruning, but this year they got very, very, very big and only really bloomed on the bottom half and got the flowers were very large and very weighted down, but the top was all beautiful green foliage, and the bottom of the plant, the bottom half was really the only part that had the flowers.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you some ideas on what to do for this year for all three of your questions. Okay.
Thanks.
So hold on. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bone-Eyed Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bone-Eyed Wiltstop.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we had an early Halloween, except that the trick was on us this morning. If you live in the New England states, well, we had anywhere from, I guess, 2 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more here and there. But it's the first time that we've had a nor'easter during October, so we're setting all kinds of records. I think Mother Nature is giving us a little hint of what may be happening during the winter. So, you know, let's get ready for it. Lots to do. We were talking with Susan just before the break about her mandevilla. And mandevilla is a tropical plant, beautiful trumpet-shaped flowers, pink or red. And mandevilla can be kept over from year to year. What you want to do is to bring it inside the house and cut the plant back to about 18 to 24 inches. You don't want to cut it too much shorter than that. Once you've cut it back, put it in a south window if possible, or someplace where it's going to get lots of direct sunshine during the winter months. Now, the other thing that you want to do is mandevilla needs to be fed during the winter months. So it doesn't have to be done every week, but if you could feed it monthly with something like Miracle-Gro or the Blooming and Rooting fertilizer, if you get busy and you normally forget, buy some Osmocote. Osmocote is a little pellet, looks like a BB. And the Osmocote will fertilize that plant every time the plant gets watered by you during the winter. And that will make a big difference in the quality of the plant during the winter and its ability to begin to bloom for you next year. Now, in March, I want you to feed the plant every 2 weeks. And I want you to repot it into a larger container, a couple of inches larger in size. And that will help it to develop a bigger root system, will motivate it to start to make some growth. And if you get a nice day in late April, early May, put it outside. Give it plenty of direct sunlight. But don't put it outside until the threat of frost is over. If you do that, it will do wonderful for you. Now, hydrangea. Hydrangea is a plant that should not be pruned at this time of the year. The blue or the pink. Now, the white varieties can be pruned in the fall of the year. I have several varieties of the white. I have Annabelle's, I have PG, I have a lot of the newer varieties that are coming out. And what I do during October or early November for the ones that bloom late, I prune them back to remove the old flowers on the plant. And the reason I do that is by removing the dry flower on the plant, it prevents breakage during the winter, exactly for a storm like we have right now. The flower's big, it will catch the heavy, wet snow, the branch will bend with the weight of the snow, and the branches will break off. So I remove all the faded flowers. In April, I take all my white hydrangea, and I cut them back by about a third. And I try and shape them to give them a nice-looking appearance and to control the size of some of them. Then I feed them. The blue, I wait until I begin to see the buds swell. When the buds begin to swell and show sign of life, then I cut them back to where you're getting many buds that are swelling to give them the opportunity to branch out and to make flowers. Remember, the blue hydrangea flowers on old wood, the branches made the previous year, and you should never prune hydrangea in the fall. Always in the spring, never in the fall. Just take off the old flowers.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Pamela Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Some of our stations are not carrying the program due to the storm and doing weather updates and so forth. So we have some open lines this morning. If we can help you, give us a call right now, and we'll take your gardening questions. That's 800-259-9231. Unexpected snowstorm in October, a nor'easter at that, not just a little storm, but a major storm. Winds expected, and the trees are holding on to their foliage longer than normal. You have probably noticed that the color in the trees this year have not been as nice as they have in past years. We had a hurricane in September, and you probably remember the state of Vermont had incredible damage. New Hampshire had some damage. Parts of Connecticut had a lot of flooding. Well, what happened was a lot of the trees stayed wet. The foliage stayed wet. They were damaged by the wind and the moisture, and they developed, at that time of the year, a fungus called anthracnose. What the anthracnose did is it prevented the tree from changing color. So it went from green to brown. And the foliage is not falling at the same pace because of the chemical reactions in the foliage. So there may be some power outages. There'll be some damage to some of your plants. so, but if you can get out with your broom while it's still relatively warm out and knock some of the heavy, wet snow before the temperatures drop and it gets really, really cold, you could prevent damage to plants like flowering crab, dogwoods, lilacs, birch trees especially. They have a very weak trunk, and they will not do well, especially if they have foliage, when you get 2, 3, 4 inches of heavy, wet snow on them. They'll bend, and they may not recover to grow straight again. So give them a good shake if you can. Knock off some of the snow, and you'll find that they will do very, very well. I've been telling you this morning, we have a new website coming out on Friday. We're very excited about it. It will carry a lot of information. And any of you that belong to a garden club, or you know somebody that does, tell them about the website. We have a special place where we will be putting gardening events. So if you're a civic group, if you're a garden club and you're planting a plant sale, a holiday bazaar, you can send us an email and we will enter it in our calendar to help bring people to your gardening event. We're going to be asking you for pictures of your garden, of your house plants, to give you a chance to brag, to show everybody what you did and how good your rhododendron looks, how big your tomatoes are, how large your sunflower plant grew, you know, things like that. So there'll be a lot of great and new things on the website. It's going to move faster for you. We're going to build links to groups like the National Rhododendron Society, the Holly Society, the African Violet Society, and more. And we are going to give you a garden tip every week on the website. We are also linking the newsletter with the website. And because we are able to do this now, let's say you're going to be planting a holly and you want some information how to grow that holly, you'll be able to go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, you'll be able to write in holly. And all the information that I have written about over the last couple of years about holly will come up to you, so that you can read about it and do a better job in planting it or caring for it. So there's a lot of great things coming out, and I know you will enjoy it. Again, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, talk with Tom, and we'll get you set up to answer your gardening questions. Other things that are happening. We have calls. Okay. Tom, who do we have up first?
First up, we've got Jim from Maine with a question about birch trees.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
I'm cold and wet. I think you kind of answered this, but let me try. We have a really beautiful stand of birches in the back. They're tall. They've been around for a while. We did some clearing, so they're a little more exposed, and they just got battered. We went out this morning and took off as much ice as we could, but they're staying bent. And we had a problem the last storm of the winter, which came earlier this year. We lost a few. So I'm just wondering if there's anything other than doing your best to shake the ice off to save these birches, tying them up, the possibility of doing anything drastic like that, because it's a shame. They're beautiful trees.
Yeah.
While I have you on the phone, I have a second question, which is, I assume it's way too late to use one of these desiccants on rhododendrons at this point, but if you could help me with the birches and then the other one, that would be great.
Okay. On your desiccants, traditionally, the anti-desiccants on rhododendrons, hollies, azaleas, rose bushes, and plants like that that are not as hardy. I apply mine. I live in Kennebunk, and I apply my first application around Thanksgiving. And then for areas where it's really exposed and they get a lot of wind, I give them a second application in early February. Because in February, the sun's getting higher in the sky, and it can still be cold. And by February, the anti-desiccants that you have applied have worn off quite a bit. So I like to give it two applications on the more tender. Some of the more common varieties, one good application will do it. But on newly planted shrubs that are evergreen, like boxwood, ilex, holly, azaleas especially, I try and do it twice during the year. And try and select a day where your temperature will be between, you know, 35 and 40, 45 degrees for a couple of hours to give the product a chance to dry directly on that plant. Now, the birches, I mean, these are wonderful trees. They're beautiful trees, but their one flaw is that they have a weak trunk. And think of it this way. Running around each of the stems are a series of strands, like muscles in your arm, that hold up the plant. When the plant gets heavy, it bends, and the ones on the back side of where the plant bends will stretch. Sometimes that muscle will snap. When the snow melts, the plant comes back up, but not to the same angle as it was originally, because it lost some of those muscles on the inside the wood. So what I want you to do, try and get as much snow off of those birches as possible right now. When everything melts, and it will, because they're talking for Maine, New Hampshire, temperatures in the 40s today. When it begins to clean off the plant, go out there with some, like, clothesline-type rope. And if you've got several, tie one, run the rope to the second, tie it around there, and try and tie half a dozen of them together. That way, there's strength in numbers. That way, if you get one that's weak, it's going to bend right down to the ground, but the others will help to hold it up. And I have a lot of birches in my yard, and that's what I do with some near my tool shed. I have a big oak near it. I tie a rope to the oak. I try and go more than halfway up the birch. I tie it to one, run the rope to the next one, and I'll tie probably 7, 8, maybe as many as 10 to that oak tree. You'll still get some bending, but you don't get the amount of damage. And right now, you still have foliage, and that's what's causing the problem. So have some patience. The foliage will fall. Things will get better, and we will get through this period. Okay? Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from Maine with a question about compost.
Carolyn, good morning. How can we help you with your compost?
Good morning.
Hi.
We're in Owl's Head, Maine. We're on the coast. And my husband has compost piles in the back of our yard, and they're about 4 by 4 by 4 feet high.
Okay.
And we're having a problem with rats in digging into the compost and probably living down in there. We've caught large one and a small one.
Have you put any food in it, like table scraps?
Into our compost?
Yes.
Yes, that's what it is, mostly.
Okay, that's why the rats are there.
Aren't you supposed to put your table scraps? We don't put meat in, but we do put all our vegetables and things and cuttings from the yard and things like that in it.
Okay. What you're going to need to do is when you blend various products in your compost pile, what I want you to try and do is to blend as much green as possible. We're coming up on a break, so when we come back from the break, I'll go into it more. But green, like grass clippings and fresh leaves, are more likely to create heat, and heat will drive the animals out. But I'll tell you more.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We're talking with Carolyn about her compost pile. Now, a couple of things that you can do. You need to speed up the breaking down process of the compost pile so that the vegetables that you're adding, the potato peelings, leftover vegetables that have gone bad, anything like that, carrot peelings, cantaloupe rinds, and things like that. If you can speed up the process where they're going to break down quicker, then you're going to have less of a problem with rodents coming in. Go to your local garden center, and you want to buy something called Compost Maker. And what it is are microbes. And you would take these microbes, you would spread them over the top of your pile, and then turn the pile inside and out. Blend the microbes with it. And the microbes will help in the breaking down process to make it less desirable for these animals to come in. When you add green material, whether it's leaves, grass clippings, weeds, it creates heat faster than dry material. Adding moisture on a regular basis speeds up the breakdown process. If compost dries out, the microbes go dormant and the heat stops. So get into the routine that every single week you add water to that compost pile to keep it active, to keep the microbes going. Add some lime to the soil to make it a little bit gritty. They don't like that. And if that doesn't work and you still start to see them around, then you are going to have to put a bait either on the side of the pile, or mix the bait in with the compost. But try using microbes to speed up the breakdown process and to create heat. A good compost pile that's active will have temperatures over 100 degrees. And believe me, the animals will not dig into that compost pile. The only other alternative would be to build wire sides around the compost, like a chicken wire on a wood frame, and that will keep the animals from coming in. It will mean more work for you because you're going to have to dig and lift. But try that, okay? And what I'll do is I'll try and do some research during the week and see if I can give you more information. But for now, that will help a great deal. Thank you for the phone call. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Olga from Cape Cod with a question about wisteria trees.
Hey, Olga, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. Yeah, my main question is about a tree wisteria that had a little bit of a disaster yesterday in the storm. It's about 9 to 10 feet high, and the trunk isn't very strong. So I have it tied to a 5-foot stake, but unfortunately the support broke, and it bent right over to the ground. We got it back up. It's about 9, it's pretty high, and it's got a big top on it. We put in the storm, we were putting ropes out to 3 points, tying them right to the wisteria. But
right.
The wind was really catching the top, so I know it's not the right time to prune, but I pruned, you know, a lot of the outside parts of the branches. And I just wondered, first of all, do I need to do anything to that? I know it's not the right time to prune. Is that weakening it for the winter to remove?
Yeah, because
you know,
if this happens over and over, you will have a problem. What I would do, go down to either Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can buy a piece of rod called Re-Rod, R-E-R-O-D. It's a finger-thick piece of iron, and it will come in 6-foot or 7-foot lengths. And hammer that right near the plant and tie your wisteria tree to the Re-Rod, and it will not bend. Like.